On this first day of the Donald Trump presidency, let's get perspective from Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Frank, President Trump's inauguration speech this afternoon largely doubled down on his populist message early on, noting that politicians prospered, but the jobs left and the factories closed, and then noting that what truly matters is not which party controls our government, but whether our government is controlled by the people.
Well, certainly the part of his message that resonates, Dave, based on all of our data, is criticism of the government. So when he criticizes government, says we need to totally change government, change the way it operates and what have you, he's resonating strongly with one of the most dominant threads of American public opinion that we've seen in decades.
Though in noting that jobs left and factories closed, to what extent is the economy number one concern?
Well, it's really not dominant, and this is quite important because at previous times when other presidents have taken office and we've said, what's the most important problem facing the country? The economy's overwhelmed it in one way or the other, overwhelmed the responses. Say, when Reagan took office, it was inflation and the economy. When Carter took office, it was the inflation overwhelmingly. When Bill Clinton took office, it was the economy strongly. So there are many, many presidents who've taken office when Americans were worried about the economy. Even John Kennedy, when he took office, January 1961, the most important problem by far was the economy. We're not seeing that now. We're seeing a whole dispersed array of issues when we ask Americans what's the most important problem facing the country. The highest only has like 11, 12, 13%. There's no one dominant problem, and it's not the economy to the degree, certainly, that it has been for previous presidents.
Well, just how positive are Americans about the economy?
Well, Americans, part of it's Trump himself. This is what's so interesting. You know, we've had 2 months now, and just like the stock market went up, Americans' confidence in the economy also has gone up since Trump was elected. So we're seeing a positive uptick, say jobs. He talked a lot about jobs in his speech today. But we've seen the question we ask, is now a good time to find a quality job, has jumped since he took office. So he's already had an impact on Americans' attitudes about jobs at this point and about the economy. We'll see, of course, whether that continues now that he's actually in the White House.
Is he also leading a populace largely satisfied with their personal lives?
Yes, that's an interesting point. At one point in the speech, he used the word American carnage. Now, they may have just been referring to the problems that he alluded to with crime and race and what have you. But I think he kind of looks at the American situation itself, as we saw in his speech, as being in great trouble out there. We don't see it. We don't see that the average American out there is all that troubled. We have a measure of thriving. How well are you doing personally? It's as high as we've seen it since the recession. We have a measure which we ask, how satisfied are you with the way your personal life is going? And that's very high now. So overall, we don't see that the average American out there is really in an anguished situation. As far as their personal lives are concerned, they're doing pretty well.
Trump's speech called for investment in infrastructure, but to me it seemed otherwise devoid of specifics. He didn't seem to mention lowering taxes, building a wall, deporting illegal immigrants, even the Affordable Care Act. Is it possible to discern the extent to which Trump is in or out of sync with the American public?
It is. And in fact, his mentioning infrastructure and nothing else meant that he was paying attention to our data. We've listed all of his promises and asked Americans how important it is that he follow through. We've also gone through and looked at all of his promises and then tied them into previous data. The one that overwhelmingly scores the highest is infrastructure. Americans love that idea. They loved it when Obama took office and said he was going to do it. They love it now when Trump takes office. Americans want investment in infrastructure. But on those other issues that you mentioned, Dave, it's a mixed bag. The wall, it was smart that he didn't mention that. That's one of the lowest issues that we've tested on the rank order for Trump. Americans all are not that interested in building a wall with Mexico. The Affordable Care Act kind of breaks even. Americans very mushy on that. They want improvements. They want changes, but overwhelmingly don't want it repealed. The only other thing he could have mentioned that Americans like is simplifying the tax code and reducing taxes. That always resonates with Americans.
What can we assess about the president's approval rating out of the chute?
A lot of people ask us those questions. Our first report will be Monday. We'll be measuring it tonight, Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday. We use a three-day rolling average. Our estimate it will be low. He will be the first president, we think at this point in our history at Gallup, to have an underwater initial approval rating. That is higher disapproval than approval. And that's based on our looking at the approval rating we measured on his handling the transition and some other measures, which are very much lower than other presidents. Typically, Americans give presidents a break. when they're elected. They either say they don't know or are much more likely to give them a approval than a disapproval on how they're handling their job initially. We don't think that will happen with Trump. We'll wait and see. Check back in on Monday. But he's entering the presidency as the least popular president in our history of tracking presidents since Dwight Eisenhower and Harry Truman.
His inaugural speech appeal seemed to be to all Americans rather than focusing on a listing of groups.
That's right, and that's what we call sociologically a functionalist approach, looking at the nation as a whole, looking at the overall entity, kind of like you look at an ant colony. How do the parts fit together so that the colony as a whole survives? Well, again and again in his speech, Trump talked about America. We'll make America great, America strong, America as a country. He didn't talk about individual segments, the segments that might be discriminated against or dispossessed, really. He talked kind of about the average American out there, but he didn't go down a list of segments that he was going to try to help one by one, as I think Hillary Clinton probably would have had she won and made the speech. So he's adopting this broad approach to make the country as a whole well again. And I think that probably resonates to quite a few Americans, based on our data, who may not be as interested in hearing about one by one the plight of various subsegments of the population. They'd rather hear about the population as a whole. That is all of us.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on Newsworks Tonight.